Western Michigan University opens the men's basketball season this weekend at an event in Hawaii. The Broncos play 3 games in 3 days, beginning with New Mexico State tomorrow. David Drew covers Western Michigan sports for the Kalamazoo Gazette. David, thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So Western Michigan has been picked to finish second by media members such as yourself in the Mid-American Conference's West Division. What makes the Broncos among the better teams in the MAC?
If you look at their starting lineup, I think they match up with anyone in the league in either division. Shane Whittington is, in my opinion, the best center in the league. And really, across the Mid-American, or the mid-major landscape across America, I think he's one of the bigger names in terms of centers around right now. And I know that he's getting some NBA attention already. Head coach Steve Hawkins told me they've had about 5 or 6 scouts in just in practice. And I know they expect a lot more throughout the season. If everyone's interested, the Miami Heat will be in attendance, I know, in a few games this year. And there's a few other big names that I've heard they're going to be looking at Shane.
So Western won the MAC West a year ago. As we said, they're picked second this year, and you voted that way as well in the media poll. How come people see the Broncos perhaps moving down a slot?
Well, I think Toledo, from top to bottom, is just a better team. I think they're more talented. We talked about Western starting five being very good, but I think the question mark with the Broncos is depth. I'm not sure what the bench is going to bring to the table. I think there are some pieces there, but I'm not quite sure. And then when you look at Toledo, I think they've got talent returning. They've got talent in place. 6, 7, 8 guys that can play regularly, whereas Western, you think 6, maybe 7 guys, you know, can play, and you're not sure after that.
Who are the key losses for Western who played last year, aren't back this year?
Lost 3 starters. Everyone, I'm sure, who follows Western basketball knows about Darius Paul, the MAC Freshman of the Year, and really just a gifted kid who had a real bright future here at Western, but he decided to go to Illinois. And then they graduated small forward Nate Hutchison, who was really kind of just a do-it-all kind of guy. He was about 6'7", could guard the point guard on down to possibly the power forward position, and really was that late game defender when you needed that last stop. And then they graduated Brandon Polkley at shooting guard, who really was a perimeter shooting, you know, sniper throughout the season, especially as the year went on last year. He became a big piece. So there's a lot of offense to fill, a little bit of defense, and we'll see. I know there's some question marks heading into this year.
Are there some newcomers, either freshmen or perhaps people who've been with the Bronco program but haven't really had a lot of playing time, that could get our attention as the year goes on?
There's sophomore power forward A.J. Avery, who played a few minutes last year, but really, you know, wasn't quite ready for it yet, physically, mentally. He put on about 15 to 20 pounds, looks a lot stronger. I think he carries himself a little bit more confidence because of that. And I expect him to see a lot of minutes in relief of Shane Whittington and Connor Tavey. There's also Kellen McCormick, who came in as about 6'9". But you want to talk about a beanstalk. That kid came in as very, very skinny and lanky. And he's put on about 20, 25 pounds. And like AJ, looks much more confident, a lot stronger. And I expect him to play a lot of minutes as well. You look at freshmen coming in. I think Tucker Heyman. I expect him to start at small forward this year. I think the job is between him and also sophomore Taylor Perry, who played some minutes last year, but I think he's going to be another guy who will play a lot more minutes this year. He's kind of a small forward slash kind of wingman type of player.
The Broncos actually opened the season in Hawaii. What do we look for in this pre-conference schedule? Are there some games that you've looked at that you say may tell us something about the direction of the season?
Well, right off the bat against New Mexico State, they bring a 7'5" center to the table who hails from, I believe, Canada. So we'll see. That will test the Broncos' front court. We'll see if they can handle that in the rebounding defense game. You know, if Shane Whittington gets in foul trouble this year, the Broncos get a lot shorter on the court. You know, you lose a guy who's 6'11", and then your next guy is 6'8", maybe 6'9", and Kellen McCormick. You know, and there's just a physical difference between Shane and these other guys as well. So That'll test the Broncos right off the bat, I think. Anytime you put 7'5" on the court, that challenges anyone.
David Drew covers Western Michigan University sports for the Kalamazoo Gazette. You can find links to some of his stories previewing the men's basketball season and a longer version of this interview at wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.